Programmer's retirement, or don't let the office slow you down. It's not worth it. You retire from the corporate world the moment you have your good idea. It will come early for most, just to give you an example, early 20s. And to write a good program well, you neither make it more advanced, nor merely simpler, nor should you ever split hair about which simplicity is best. Once you have your good idea, you begin role-playing, writing inspired documentation, and creating a reference implementation. This is just an elaborate rubber duck debugging process to get everything decompressed, nice, and loose. You will repeat this process many times, each time producing not just cleaner, but leaner version of your idea. When you sit down to write the final version, the one that feels like a little machine, you must use sarcasm in its circuit, because you are writing code against complexity. A foe unlike any other. Complexity is a trickster that knows no bounds. You must learn to speak its language, to put it in its place where it belongs. A dark corner in a lonely attic, so that you don't have to spend half your life there. This strange compulsion to program an operating system around your program, complete with services and even a virtual file system, is a trick. And here, almost everyone brilliant gets nailed. And this should be a friendly joke among all the OP wizards, or the overpowered, who never code a program without having magnitudes more than they need. As you get to the final test version, you will have discovered mechanical things similar to digital automata. And those are the mechanics that you have to use to make a sarcastically small version of your creation. That will do the trick. To give some examples of what sarcastically small means, the WikiWiki is a sarcastically small version of an infinitely large content management system. Apples to oranges, you say? Well, let's see the World Encyclopedia running on your CMS of choice. Joomla? WordPress? Really? Do you need to reach a consensus on a network of servers where everything's constantly going down? Give them a random UUID for a name and just sort to pick the winner. As information spreads on what is up or down, everyone eventually reaches the same conclusion, because they all eventually end up with the same list of universally unique ID numbers. You think this is trash, of course, when, say, compared to your Paxos implementation. Let's try to debug your code. Need a database? Suck it up and get used to disk sync at 500 millisecond intervals, then create an in-memory database. By simply exposing whatever your programming language has got over local HTTP, and if you need to talk to other servers, just use UDP. Expose array, collection, named hash, set, map, integer, all of it. Need sync? Boot up all the database instances all at once, and just have the master send them the same commands it gets. Keep track of the last command that was ran in a simple integer field, just in case something goes down. And then just replay the commands it missed. If something goes down hard for a while, just snapshot and send it over. Just like Redis. Yeah, it's simple, it's naive, it's primitive, it's stupid, it's sarcastically magnificent. This is how you move forward with your computer programs. This is how you shine. You don't sit there polishing your paper on Paxos. Yes, it's important in some places, but not when you're a programmer hoping to achieve great things. It will all feel flimsy at first. But that is just the sarcasm in the circuit. It really is that simple. The dark imaginings come from lack of experience, which manifests itself in either not having the right proportion of things or simply doing something in the wrong spot. That is why you must role-play writing serious documentation and creating a wholehearted reference implementation as if you had a dozen programmers about to create a whole bunch of important code. Before you can make your big idea magnificent, you have to become a master of sarcasm. It is also the reason why you have to retire early. You will need time for all this, not just repeating steps over and over. That's not what this is about. This is about the mastery of your idea, the mastery of every subsystem, the mastery of programming, and the beautiful vision forward. And finally, you have to create a program that the older you can build on and stand on top of. It's very important. You're not just building your great idea, you're building your future. That's right. Programming is a great responsibility. Examples of those types of programs are HyperCard, Cold Fusion, Web Objects, Java Spring, or XML and XSLT, and object instantiation based on XML nodes, Smalltalk, CouchDB, MediaWiki, music trackers, and digital audio workstations even. What a magnificent way to do user interfaces. Whoa! Then the brilliant builder ideas, the next step interface builder or the Visual Basic Design interface, and visual programming languages, the beautiful Pure Data, Yahoo Pipes and its scraper networks, Node-RED, and of course, Blender's beautiful geometry node editor. Being a programmer is a great responsibility and a great power. You do both. You write your program and program your future. You will have to retire early so that mere office work never has a chance to slow you down or make you old for a mere paycheck. Build. You will have to build all the way up. Afterward, do not put yourself in a situation where you look back at your 20s and realize not only are they over, but you have not achieved any great things. Many people dislike what I am saying. They can't agree with me. They don't agree with me. They sit in their cubicle, looking out their window, having a great old time as the paychecks keep coming. But listen, every paycheck is a payment for something that is priceless. Your time, the time of your life. Even if life extension technologies kick in this century, you will still only ever be this young once. This will be your original youth, your best youth, and you are not to spend it in an office cubicle. You are to spend it barefoot, as a rebel, traveling colleges, studying typography, or whatever moves you. You are not to sell your time for mere paychecks, because they are never going to be enough. It's ridiculous to think that any amount of money could ever pay for a single second of your precious time. So stop pretending that you have a long career ahead of you and think hard. Come up with your idea and then execute it in the most marvelous of ways. Become overpowered with all the knowledge and experience. And then walk into the game and simply slay all the monsters with one single spell. Get overpowered, retire early, and then start working for real. And just in case you don't have the full picture yet, Let me just add right here at the end that you are to grow all the way up, not part way up, but all the way up until you become a great being. There will come a time where you will need to start making room for philosophy and greatness and knowledge and wisdom next to your programming abilities. It is a busy future. Don't delay. Slay.